there's a problem there apparently. I'm not sure what it is. That's one of the things we're talking about. Grossman has is assembling the people who are knowledgeable about it to get the facts, because apparently this is sort of rattled along without adequate direction, and we don't have the facts at all, I guess. Colson seems to have them, but they, you know, they sort of come out bit by bit. I don't think he knows apparently the whole story. There is a problem here, that something was done wrong, apparently.
Something by someone.
But not by Colson's view, as I understand it, is that Butts doesn't even know it, or didn't.
Oh, of course not.
I know. And
what happened is that sometimes these people in the department's call, you know, they have their friends that they make.
And it apparently was not something that was
intentional. I read it
quickly wrong. It's something that was, again, some kind of stupidity type.
I'm not concerned about it in terms of its pinned on Bud. That's what I mean. That's right.
Oh,
but they have
it. And I think everybody thought that it wasn't the problem, except apparently Chuck knew it was trying to quietly to work it and get it straightened out.
Yes, sir. I think he's very comfortable with it.
He's going to call the Europeans.
They've already done that, and we coordinated on the instructions. They had a couple of nitpicks that they wanted to improve it, which we accepted, and he's, I think, very comfortable.
How's it work now? We don't announce. As a matter of fact, we can't announce the Europeans. We don't get some attention.
No, what will happen here is that Europeans now have the note that the Soviets gave us, which they've gotten through state channels, and that calls for a schedule of meetings. But we've made very clear we're not going to answer until we consult together and decide on what it will be, both in terms of the scope. Well, the system will come back, and Europeans, the schedule doesn't look bad, states in favor. I don't think so, sir. I've been watching it.
We don't have.
And there wasn't anything of the kind of substance to be done that would have been particularly sensitive. Well, I don't find that the secretary's upset, especially about this trip he was originally, mostly because I think he felt he was snookered on its scope.
To a degree, he was, yeah. But it didn't make any difference. It didn't make any difference, but it does to him. Things that don't make any difference are what bother him.
Looks like they're close to taking Quantry this morning. They've got two Marine battalions in there. They've taken half the city and the enemy's bugging out, although they're sort of trapped against the river in the west.
We're fighting like hell. Both sides.
But the casualties have been very one-sided in this attack. Our Marines have only lost 8, and the enemy's been, I think they've got over 120 killed in just today's action. Well, I still think we'll see it.
Okay.
I'd say within 10 days to 2 weeks, but I don't think it's going to be a big one. I think it's going to be.
Don't think they have it.
We've got increasing evidence today of shortages of food, sickness among the troops, all up in the MR1 area, west of Way, shortages of ammunition. It's going to tell that you don't get these reports because the press looks for all the other stuff.
Well, the point of view, Al, is that we all know that the bombing has to happen fast, but it takes time. And by God, all of a sudden it catches up, and they have been, it's like the blockade. We blockade, you know, in World War I, in the Civil War, all of the end of one day, it's all over. These guys have taken one hell of a pounding.
They really can. No, I don't think so, but I think we'll have trouble getting MFN through for a bit. They can block that.
Thank you.
exactly.